Well, welcome back to day 11 of our 21-day fast. And today we're going to be looking at how God uses the scriptures to revive our hearts. We'll be reading verses 89 to 96 of Psalm 119. So listen or follow along as I read. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are wanting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Now, in this section today, the psalmist depicts a situation in which, had it not been for God's word, he would have surely perished. Notice what he says in our particular verse of focus today, verse 92. He says, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. See, the truth is, God's word revives our hearts. It revives our health. Revive is a term that speaks of something coming to life again, where it seems that depression, despondency, and loss of hope have taken over. And I've been there. I don't speak about this much, but my junior year of Bible college, I entered into a depression the likes of which I have not experienced either before or since. I was afflicted by despair. Now, I now know I was under enemy attack. I was doubting God and his goodness in my life. The enemy had me convinced that God was holding out on me and that I would never know his power or his gifts in my life like other people did. And in my depressed state, I started skipping classes. All I wanted to do was sleep to try and escape my pain. I was just miserable. And I was probably 3 or 4 months just hanging on. In my mind, I wanted to escape. I wanted to quit school. I thought about just driving off somewhere, like to the desert out west. Now, I don't know how I got to that place of despair, nor even when it was that I turned the corner, but I can tell you this. What firmly cleared my head and brought revival to my heart was my deciding to believe the word of God rather than to weigh his love for me by the experiences of others. When his word became the source of my faith and my delight, despair lost its grip on my soul, and God revived my heart with his joy and his confidence. He is the God of such revival. When I think of God reviving someone, I remember Stella Black, a lady who was in my first church, probably late 70s at the time, and the lady in whom God worked the first healing miracle of my ministry. She was in the hospital with a bleeding issue. The doctors were fairly certain she was dealing with some kind of stomach aneurysm. And as we reminded ourselves of God's promises that day, that he is with us, he's for us, he wants us to bring our needs to him in order that we might find grace and mercy to help us in our time of need, we began to pray together. And I can only say that I sensed an unusual surge of the power of God in that moment as I prayed for her. And she gently began to cry as her fear gave way to the peaceful and loving presence of Jesus. When we had finished praying, I gave her a hug. I left wondering what we had just encountered in that room and quite certain that God had undertaken to meet this need. A day or two later, when I went back to visit Stella, I walked into her room and she looked like a beauty queen. Gone was the despair. Her hair was all done up. She was dressed to the nines. She looked like she was ready for prom. She had been revived. I said, Stella, what happened to you? She threw her hands in the air like this. She said, praise the Lord, I'm all healed and I'm going home. And I was like, what? Like, when did that happen? She looked at me like I was crazy. She said, well, Cal, that happened the other day when we prayed together. She said, almost immediately, the bleeding stopped. The doctors can't find anything wrong with me, so they're sending me home. And I was like, wow. See, you always know God can and that he might, but when he does, it's still amazing. And you see, the only reason we had courage and faith to bring that affliction to him, that depression, that despair, is because his word invites us to come. His word invites us to hope in him. His promises revive our hearts when we delight our hearts in them and in him. So I ask you, has life taken the wind out of your sails? Has some physical or emotional issue got you feeling defeated today? Turn to God's word and invite him to revive your soul again today. His word brings life, and as you anchor your hope and your faith in the promises of his word, he will lift you up and revive your spirit today. In fact, let me pray to that end today for some of you who may need that kind of revival. And so, Lord, right now, in this moment, I ask for those who are listening today, and that one who is afflicted, that one who is in despair, that one who is in depression, I pray in the name of Jesus and by the power of your word and by your blood today, that you would lift that despair, that you would break that depression, that you would heal that affliction according to your promise, that it is by your stripes we have been healed, Lord. And I pray that healing and that blessing and that favor to come in the life of the one who needs revival today. I pray it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Friend, it's going to be a good day. I'll see you again tomorrow.